Okay, let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 6 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me on the line via Skype from Melbourne, the Lord of the Lens, Shelton Muller.
I wait for these. I wait for these every week, Bruce. The Lord of the Lens. I was the Sultan of the Shutter last week. I'm the Lord of the Lens.
You know it's just going to go downhill from here, don't you?
No, keep it coming. Keep it coming. I love that. The Lord of the Lens. Can I use that?
Go right ahead.
Shelton Miller, the Lord of the Lens.
Get that on your business card.
There's going to be listeners going, oh, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? You know? Who does this guy think he really is? They'll look at my pictures and go, nah, he's no Lord of the Lens.
So what's new this week, mate?
This week I intend to be the Friar of Filters. Just running with your theme. Now, the reason I've raised this subject is because what we are doing now in the way we take pictures has completely altered some of the time-honored techniques that we've used, you know, for decades. And one of the things that has been affected by people using digital SLRs and digital cameras generally is the use of filters. We naturally presume that because we are shooting digitally, and we'll have a little bit of fun, you know, in post-processing using, you know, PaintShop Pro or even Photoshop, is that, well, we no longer need to use filters because any filter effect that I want to apply in my photographs, I can do afterwards. Now, that's a fair enough thought, and perhaps it's a good idea always to shoot, you know, your images as filter-free as you can, provided, of course, that you take an image at the same time that uses the filter that you would have otherwise considered necessary if you were shooting with film.
Sure.
Now, a couple of filters that I would say you're still going to have to use, even if you're shooting digitally, first of all, is the polarizer. You've used a polarizer, no doubt, Bruce.
Mate, I never shoot without one.
Yeah. It's just one of those have-to filters, and what it does cannot be easily replicated or replicated at all, you know, in the computer.
Yeah.
It removes reflections, it can saturate colors, it will turn a dark sea into a blue aqua paradise. It's quite a fabulous filter in your rainforest photography and landscape photography. It is irreplaceable and cannot be replicated using software. And what's the point anyway of spending hours trying to do something that you simply could have done in a matter of seconds by taking your picture with this filter in the first place?
And going back to what you were saying about, you know, shooting water, you get such an amazing ability to actually see into the water rather than just getting light reflecting off the surface.
Yes.
Which, as you say, you know, you just can't bring that information out through Photoshop.
That's right. I mean, what a polarizing filter does is literally polarizes light, because light scatters, of course, once it hits our atmosphere. And on cloudy days, of course, it's very scattered and very difficult to polarize. But on a standard blue day, it actually takes the light and polarizes it, makes it, you know, travel in one direction, really. And so you can control the amount of reflection you remove or the amount that you keep by simply dialing the polarizer. And in seascape photography, rainforest photography, where there's also a lot of reflection off wet leaves and stones and moss, you can reduce all of that and thus saturate the colors. Just see the colors in the landscape and the colors in the seascape that are no longer hindered by light bouncing all over the place and colors being lost. Yeah. An interesting variation of that filter in Kokin, if you're a Kokin filter user, and I'm going to come back to that in a minute, is the blue-yellow polarizer, or the 173 polarizer. I use this filter an awful lot. It was introduced to me by a good friend of mine who writes for Total Image, Ian Rolfe. And what this filter does, because polarizers by and large are cool, they cool the colors a little bit. This actually warms as it polarizes.
Okay.
And in a seascape or a landscape will make skies an incredible blue, or sands an incredible brown or golden color. You have to be very careful how you use this filter, because you can just go ridiculous and it looks absolutely stupid. But if you use it correctly and just tweak the colors just a little, you can come up with some absolutely beautiful seascapes and landscapes. So that's the Kokan Polarizer 173, or blue-yellow polarizer. Give that a try.
Right. So is Kokan a brand name?
Kokan is a brand name, and they are a French company, if I understand correctly, designed by a French photographer, Jean Coquin, C-O-Q-U-I-N, but the filter is spelled C-O-K-I-N. Right. And it's a slot-type filter system as against screw-in type filter system. So you buy a plastic adapter, which can sit on any of your lenses, and you use one filter for all your lenses, which is much better than buying different, you know, screw-in filters, perhaps. For, let's say, you've got a lens that's a 58mm filter thread, and you've got a wide-angle that's a 62, and you've got a telephoto that's a 72, you have to buy three different polarizers, and polarizers aren't cheap.
No.
But with the Kokan system, especially the P-series or the professional system, it has a very large adapter and quite large filters. All you need is an adapter on each lens, and you just use the one filter and carry the one filter in your case or your bag. Yeah, it's an excellent system. The other advantage is that it's a slot filter system, which is good for the next filter that I'm about to mention, which is graduated filters.
Yep.
With digital, of course, you can color skies and you can add sunsets and you can do all sorts of things. But not everybody, one, wants to spend the time in doing that. And two, you still have means to do this in camera if you want to. A lot of people shy away from colored graduated filters, and that's fair enough. But there is one graduated filter that you should get, and it's available in Kokan. It's also available in other slot filter systems, and it's a gray graduated or a neutral density graduated.
Yeah.
Because what often happens is, because the film and digital media don't see like the human eye, the human eye has an incredible dynamic range. It can see detail in shadow and detail in highlight. But if you put all at the same time, whereas film and digital media cannot, and it has a limited dynamic range. So let's say you're photographing a landscape which has a very bright mountainscape in the background. Let's say the early morning light is hitting your mountains, but your foreground is very dark. Well, you use a neutral density graduated. You slide it down in front, so that means you darken the background and thus allow you can open up your exposure to expose for the foreground, but because you've darkened the background, you won't blow it out because you've used a neutral density grad, you know, over the background. You can use other colored grads to do the same thing, but a neutral density or gray grad won't alter or shift the colors that much, or if at all. So there's two filters that you've got to have, and in the Kokan range would be better simply because they're slots, and a graduated filter you'd need to move up and down for correct placement.
Yeah.
Another filter you can consider would be a warming filter for early morning and late afternoon landscapes. You can do that, of course, digitally too, but if you're going to use it in film, then why not use it digitally? And the same thing goes with diffusion filters. The Kokan Diffuser 1 is a beautiful diffuser, beautiful for soft portraits. And again, if you were going to shoot it with film and use a filter to do it with film, why would you not consider doing it shooting digitally? Every digital photographer should have at least a handful of filters to prevent him from spending hours unnecessarily in front of the computer. If he can shoot it the way he always did using film, he's going to maintain his techniques, he's going to keep his workflow shorter and produce the images that he always did, but now just using a different medium.
Plus, of course, there's always the trusty old UV just to protect your lens, if nothing else.
Didn't mention that, and it's good thinking, Bruce. Every lens should have, and of course, I'm a complete hypocrite in saying this, because my wife keeps telling me, how come you haven't got a UV filter on that lens? But she's absolutely right. And I have a Nikkor 24-85 AFD series up there with three big scratches on the front element.
Ouch.
Because, if I'd had a filter, if I'd had a UV filter on there, it would have just been the filter I could have thrown away. But unfortunately, the corner has got three big scratches on it because I accidentally rubbed it against something as I was walking by. And so, hasn't really affected my images, thankfully. Well, not that I can see anyway, but it's still not good for resale at the very least. So
just to clarify for the listeners, Shelton, I might let you describe what exactly a UV filter does.
A UV filter is a very basic piece of glass, to be quite honest with you, Bruce. It screws onto the front of your lens. In theory, it's supposed to cut through UV haze in an image, although you'd find that it really doesn't do that effectively on very hazy days. A skylight filter, which is your other option, has a slight pinkish tinge to it to sort of saturate colors a little bit, but more often than not, people buy them as insurance policies to save their expensive glass on their expensive lens.
Sensational. All right. sounds fantastic, and that should give everyone something to go and spend their money on next week.
Well, it's a good idea to have some filters. It really is. And check out the Koken range. They're distributed by Maxwell Optical in this country, but most good photo retailers like Camera House stores will have a range of Koken filters and other filters that you can look at.
Excellent. All right, Shelton, we'll speak with you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Bruce. Thanks, mate.
See you later.
See you soon.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotou.com. Audiotou delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audiotou.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control V to bookmark.
Audiotou.com.